Vamos, number four.
So in cases the Gemara could have asked, valid state at Sofka Lo'ilom, so why you have to write so Sayyim? Kedeporich by Akoisev, Kebe the Tona at Sofka Lo'ilom, Peiris per Sayyim Lomoli. The Hosom Vadai by Akoisev, Lo Yotzorich Lichtov Shteyev. Aval Oche Uche the Tane Lemitne Loizu Avzu. Stam first pshat in Tesis. Pshat in Tesis is that Tesis is asking why did Gemara didn't ask as steht so sayem versteht man an Sof Kol Ha'olam. As even the Gemara asked a kasha in HaKosev. So Tesis in the Gemara in HaKosev we asking on the person that is writing a shtar. He writes to his wife and you will have peiros or to his friend peiros perusayim at Sof Kol Ha'olam. If he writes at Sof Kol Ha'olam, he doesn't have to write Peres Perusayim. But a Tane is a Mishnah. So the Derech HaTane is Loizu Avzu. The Tane Zot what happened, and more Avzu. That's not a more Derech HaTane Loizu Avzu. But a person writes a Shtar that he's giving his friend a present, you don't write Loizu Avzu. That's not the Derech. You don't write Loizu Avzu. As is a Tesis. But Tesis wanted that the Tane will write 15 noshim poitrois ad sof kol ha'olam. Right? Ad sof kol ha'olam. Poitro tzoroseim ad sof kol ha'olam. So stam, it's a double poshut, that in this tesis is muchach, the loike ashur kloli, because it's no tzad to read the Mishnah 15 noshim poitro tzoroseim v'tzorois tzoroseim. If the Tana wants to write 15 noshim poitro tzoroseim and the tzoros pater the tzoros. So if you write 15 noshim poter tzoroseim ad sof kol ha'olam, I would never know that the tzoros pater the tzoros. I would think that the 15 noshim poter is ad sof kol ha'olam. So chodesh in this thesis is meduyek that 15 noshim poter tzoroseim v'tzoros tzoroseim, we don't read it 15 noshim poter tzoroseim v'tzoros tzoroseim. Because then you can ask, right, ad sof kol ha'olam. Dabo poshut. V'im toima. I'm saying, שיבה אוסו לנה טייסט לנה נשתה זה, אבל זו קסם, לגבי עיקר הדבורים, is a deal can taste first, that we don't need the Mishnah to say, צורסיים, צורסיים. ואם תאימה, פי טייסט פקרת, קיימת לטון את צורס צורסיים, עד סוף כל העולם לא מולי, דאוך ידייק בתמור בפרק אלו קודשים, קיימת לטון את ולד ולד, עד סוף העולם לא מולי. We know, if שתי צורס צורסיים, so we could figure out ourselves. ואוי מרי דאוסום, קיימת להשמין את ולד ולד ומקורב שלומים, ממילא שמין הדו הדין עד סוף כל העולם. Why? כיוון דלוי חייש לשומר יגדל מהם הדורים הדורים, כדי חייש עושם רב לעזור. דגמור עושה, that a vlad of שלומים is also שלומים. And the Osman the Omar holds that the vlad is not שלומים. Because we have a gzeire, if the vlad is שלומים, a person will magdish a behemah, he will wait that it be a lad of vlodes, and then he'll be makriv ale vlodes. So we tell him that he loses if the vlad already is not kodesh. אבל הוכר זוג תספס, if the Tanner would only write פויטר צורסיים וצורס צורסיים, I would not know עד סוף כל העולם. You have to read the tesis like this. אבל הוכר סל כדאי תוך, the צורס צורסיים אסירה. כמו? תפי לוי. It's a mistake that they put it in the brackets. אבל הוכר סל כדאי תוך, צורס צורסיים אסירה, תפי לוי. I would think only צורס צורסיים אסורים, and תפי לוי. Why take? Why I would think Davke Tzoros Tzoroseyem und Tfeiloi? So Ktesis, Mishum de Melitzro dar Shinelu, Velitzro ir Mash Matarti. Velitzro ir Mash Matarti. Shnei Reish, Aber we're not no Atzof Koloilo, Vafilu le Rav Ashi, Den Afke le Tzor Atzor, Misvore le Kamon. So lefi Rav Ashi, If it's a Svore, so the Svore doesn't make a difference. It's a Letana Nashmina, Deli Tesik Adayte, Le Meir Adel Mitzro Nafke. So the first way of Tesis learns that the Machlekes Rav Ashi and Rav Yude and Daf Yud Gimel, Rav Ashi holds we learn Tzoras Tzore Misvore. Dainu, the Erve Patas, the Tzore is a Gzira Sakosuv, Benefila Shnia, that the Tzore Patas, the Tzore is a Svore, Lefi Rav Ashi. The minute Taisa says if it's a svar, it goes out of Kol HaOilom. We would not know that it's a svar. Rabbi Yehuda Targa holds it's a drosha. Mele, I need to tell me that the drosha goes out of Kol HaOilom. Ve'oidoimer, del Rav Ashi nami tzora tzora nafke militzroi. Rav Ashi doesn't hold that we know tzora tzora misvar. More raya, the Gemara with Gimel Amud Beis brings a pasuk, tzora tzora seh minayin tamulei mar litzroi. ולכמון דקבוי מינוע נמילה לא יעצור צור עושה עם קורמה דבהד ידורי שלו בדף ג' בברייס המיליצרוי אלו על אפילו אמיו צור 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 עושה עם דמסניסים ואומר רב יודה דקולה משתם המיליצרו צור עושה הרבה משמע ורבה שסובה דמיליצרו למשמע אלה תרי אין נכנעים for the posting we only two I how we know צור עצור עצור אפילו הם מסבור הנפקה צורוסו מיתיים האסור כל כך שיסר אז גם צורוסו מוקי מרווקאים צורצור נמי תסר צורס אחר ומוקי מרווקאים so we have two מהלכים in Tesvus why צורו פאטרס וצורו two מהלכים in Tesvus the first מהלך of Tesvus מחלקס רב אשי and רב יהודה רב אשי הולד צורו פאטרס וצורו מסבורה רב יהודה הולד some apostle the second מהלך in Tesvus that לכולי אלמה so Tesvus לכולי אלמה מסבורה צור כנת פאטר לצורה we need a פסוק why צורה צורה פאטר לצורה of them רב יהודה ויתר needs a פסוק and דיר רב אשי לרצו מסבור this is what we come out in Tesvus now before we start the going already is medayek that שיטס רשי is like the first תרץ of Tesvus שיטס רשי is like the first תרץ of Tesvus it's a couple times in Rashi Even a Rashi in the Mishnah that you can find like this. But the Rashi is Mefurish in Avyud Gimel Amud Alef. Minoa Nemile. So the Rashi, the Tzoro Poiteret Tzoroso. So Rashi Arainstel, that the Gemara in Avyud Gimel is talking about a Tzoro that patters a Tzoro. Not a Tzoro Tzoro, and a Tzoro that patters a Tzoro. And Minoa Nemile, how we know that a Tzoro patters a Tzoro? Of them gave the Gemara. Minoa Nemile, that Tzoro patters a Tzoro. And of them is a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ashi. I, Tesis as the Kasha, we don't need this. It's a Pasuk in Dav Gimel Amud Beis and Tzora Tzora. How Rabbi Ashi could say that it's a Svore and Dav Yud Gimel when the Gemara and Dav Gimel Amud Beis brings a Drosha. This is Tesis Kasha. So the Goen Mivilne and Agoes Agro and Dav Gimel Amud Beis is Mechir that Rashi raises all of the Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis. And Rashi never had such a Girsa and Gimel Amud Beis of the Goen. And b'meile, Rashi holds only a Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel, Ravashi holds it a Snow. So, no, but it's not again. So we have the first Mahalach is that Lefi Rav Ashi it's a Svor, Lefi Rav Yudah it's a Posuk, and the second Mahalach, Lefi everyone I need a Posuk and Tzora Tzora. The Machlekes is Tzora Tzora if it's a Svor. This is Be'etzam Divrei HaTesis. I want to go one step deeper into the Gemara. And Be'etzem, this is the Yisoid HaDvorim in Machlekes Rav Ashi v'Rav Yud. We'll let me learn this together. Maybe we'll open the Gemara in Yud Gimel inside. We'll learn three lines in the Gemara together. So that's how Yisoid Poshit. Be'etzem is the ending of the Inyan of the Droshes. Bizmikum Tzorik to them. The Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Keitzat Poitr Tzoroseyim. If you're Rashi, we're going now. How we know that Tzora Tzora is Potu? Minoa Nemile. Omar Rabbi Yehuda de Omar Kro Litzroi Ratoiro Ripso Tzoris Harbe. Ravashi Omar Svoru Tzoro Maitaime Asur. The Bemokim Ervekaime. Tzora Tzoro Nami Bemokim Ervekaime. Tzor Tzoro Maitaime Asur. The Bemokim Ervekaime. Tzora Tzoro Nami Bemokim Ervekaime. What is the Svor of Ravashi? What is the Svor of Ravashi? And I want to ask, we have to start not what we think Misvore, what Rav Ashi said. Rabbi Yehuda hold again. Erve patas atzoros exira sakosu. My daughter is married to my brother. He dies. She's patu and the tzoros is patu. The erve patas the tzor makes sense. Now my second brother married the tzor and he dies. The tzor patas the tzor. Why the tzor patas the tzor? So Rabbi Yehuda, I have a drosha. So Rabbi Yehuda, I have a drosha. Rav Ashi says, if that's what I'm drosh, it's a svore. What is the svore? Lom is in the word of Rav Ashi. Oma Rav Ashi, svore, tzoro, maitai me asire, de memokim erve kaime, tzora tzoro nabi memokim erve kaime. It's two ways how to learn this Gemara b'pshat. Two ways how to learn this Gemara b'pshat. And Lom again, do the two ways how to learn this Gemara b'pshat. One way to learn this Gemara bepshat, this is the Pashtus, Rebbe Elchanan and Kevitz Aores, Ois Simen Dalet, Ois Yudalet, says that Bashkofa Rishoino, he taught that this is the pshat. He says it's not Emes. But this is the way he taught. One line, you read the Gemara, the most kipshuta that you could read it. Soro, my time asur. Why erva pat is a tzor? The bemokim erva time. The word bemokim means in the same city, in the same neighborhood, in the same seat. Why tzor is asur? The bemokim erva time. She's standing near the erva. Soro, my time asur. The bemokim erva time. She's near the erva. She's standing near her. Soro, my time asur. She's near the erva. So she's patur. Why she's potu? We could learn oisres, that the erve asses her. We could learn poitres, that the erve patters her. Doesn't make a difference. Soro, my time asuro, the bemokim erve. She's in the same neighborhood, the same city, the same place, the same mokim. So the erve patters, the erve asses. Soro, my time asuro, the bemokim erve kaime. She's together with the erve. Soro, soro, not the bemokim erve kaime. Why? Because benefila shnia, the tzora is already osu. Why she's osu? Lefila tzad of oisres, she's a bitoy. Right? She's a bitoy, the tzora already. Lefila tzad of poitres, she's a ishisach. Oh, but the tzora is already erve. So the tzora is again exactly in the same matzav. It's Pashat repeating himself. This is what Rav Ashi means. Tzora, my time asur. Why Hashem said the tzora is not allowed to marry? The bemokim erve. If she falls together with the erve, you can't do yibum. So if the tzora falls together with the erve, you can't do yibum. What happened to the tzora's tzora? The tzora's tzora exactly fell again. The tzora, it happened to the tzora's tzora exactly the same thing. She fell with the erve. How she fell with the erve? Lefi oisres, lenusach ubi. The tzora asked the erve. Now the erve is a bitoy. So the tzora's tzora is near a bitoy. Lefidat Sadeh Poitras. The Tzoro patterned the Eishasach. Now the Tzoro, the Erva patterned the Tzoro. Now the Tzoro is the Eishasach. So the Tzoro is again near the Erva. And this is the reason that really the Rif, Take, changes one word in the Gemara. Tzoro maitaime asuro, the bemokim Tzoro kaime. She's also bemokim Tzoro. That's made in the Gemara. El Tzoro maitaime asuro, the first one, the bemokim Erva kaime. Tzoro Tzoro, bemokim Tzoro kaime. She's with the Tzoro, and the Tzoro is also. This would be the easy way to learn the Gemara. What? Very good, very good, very good. So, but first we have to know what is the Pashtus Advorim, the Hilchos Emes Pshat in the Gemara. When we read the Gemara and we want to know what is the Svara, Rabbi Yudin needs a Pasuk. Not only that the Erve patters the Tzorah, that Benefila Shmiya, the Tzorah patters the Tzorah. Rabbi Yudin Zokta is a Pasuk. Rav Ashi says that it's a Svara. Lefi Oisras, the Svara is what? If the tzor is already a bitoy, she for sure could patter the tzor. Lefi the poitras, what is the svore? If the tzor is already a ishasach, so she could patter the tzor. This is the pashtus ha-gemor. You're right, Chaim. Lefi then, be'etzem, this is Rabbi Kibbeh's kasha. I don't need a posuk. After the tzor is osur mitzad ishasach, she could patter the tzor. This is what Rabashi said. As maybe the erve patters the tzorah because they're together. The tzorah is the erve, she could patter the tzorah because they're together. This is Rav Kibbeh's kasha. I don't need a posuk. I could ois cheshem myself. While the tzorah became ishesach. So the ishesach could patter the tzorah. Be'etzem, this nusach, the Bukhonon says, this nusach is be'etzem to say that Rav Ashi said the tzorah from Rav Kibbeh. The tzorah, by time of asurah, she's near the erve. The tzorah is near the tzorah. And the tzor is already also lefi Rashi mitzad eishesach, lefi oisres mitzad bitoy says no kivayeg. Rabbi mitzad, if we learn mitzad eishesach, she's bemokim erve kaime. It's exactly repeating himself. Erve maitai measura the bemokim tzor kaime. Tzor maitai measura she's near the erve. The tzor is near the tzor. So under the takiv of zogin, I'm mechavad. Rabbi kivayeg is Rav Ashi. So Rabbi kivayeg is kashes and Rav Yude. Why I didn't say Rav Ashi? It's a very big doichak. Rav Kibbeh never mentioned that he means Rav Ashi. He had to ask, Rav Yude, Rav Ashi is so good, why we need you? Rav Ashi said, Givaldik, Rav Yude, Taka, why not say like Rav Ashi? So glad. So glad. What? Not Rashi. If the svar of Rav Ashi is Rav Kivei Eiger, that while the second tzora is not near the first tzora, it's mamish the same. So it's a shame svar. Erve, my tzora, my time, my surah, she's near the erve. The tzora, this is exactly Rav Kivei Eiger's question. Why? I need psukim. The tzora is already osu mitzad ishesach. Now the erve is, the tzora is near. This is one way. Weistos that this is not the pshat in the Gemara. There's a lot of rayas why it's not the pshat in the Gemara, but weistos it's stuck in not the pshat in the Gemara. I don't want now to be mechiach why it's not the pshat in the Gemara. I just want to tell you the second way to learn the Gemara, that weistos everyone learned the Gemara like that, and tesis vayosin that bezem mudbez lehedi learned the Gemara like that. And we'll explain very close the machlekes Rav Yehuda mit Rav Ashi. The machlekes is like this. Rav Yehuda needs a pasuk. About Rav Ashi holds a svara. What is the svara of Rav Ashi? Lom again tzurik to the words of Rav Ashi. Tzoro maitai me'asuro. De bemokim ervo kaim. Tzora tzoro bemokim ervo name kaim. So we said before, what means tzoro maitai me'asuro? Why Hashem said, Otzor is Asur? Because she fell with the Erve. This is the way to write it. Tzoro maitai me'asuro, because she fell near the Erve, so she's in the same neighborhood as a Shreipman. The Loshen is not Bishma. I'm asking. Als then the Rishonim and the Achronim learned the Gemara different. Omar Rav Ashi, Tzoro maitai me'asuro, de bemokim Erve kaime. I'm learning Oisrois now. Tzoro, my time asuro, not my time pturo. Tzoro, my time asuro, asire. What is the isur of the tzoro? The bemokim erve kaime. She replaces the erve. She gets the shame bitoy. She's a bitoy. Tzoro, my time asire, not my time pturo. Tzoro, my time asire. Why the tzoro is also? She gets the shame of the bitoy. She gets a shame bitoy. Tzoro maitai me'asire, de bemokim erve kaime. She got the shame of the bitoy. If she's a bitoy, zok Rav Ashi, so the tzoro will also get the shame of the bitoy. From the tzoro. Tzoro maitai me'asire, de bemokim erve kaime. The tzoro got the shame of the bitoy. The tzoro will also get the shame of the bitoy. Why? Because the tzoro is called bitoy. If she's called bitoy, and the rift, I could change the words. Tzoro maitai me'asire, de bemokim tzoro kaime. As then the tzoro got the name of the bitoy, so the tzoro got the name of the tzoro. So as then the tzoro becomes a bitoy and she becomes also, the tzoro gets the name of the tzoro that it's called also bitoy, and it's also also. This is the svara of Rav Ashi. The mokim erve kaima, you see the chof chesam mudbeis, this is what the Gemara means to say alamo, that gets the shame erve. This is the words, the mokim erve kaima, she's like the erve. The rif is talking better. The mokim, no. The tzor got the shame of the bitoy, and the tzor gets the shame of the tzor. We have to go back to the first one. The tzoro gives the bitoy gives the tzoro shame bitoy, and the second bitoy, the new one, gives the other one the name that she has. So that's called bitoy. We have to know the shame bitoy is not a real bitoy. It's a tzoro's bitoy. Biskarov calls it a new shame ever that is called tzoro's self. It's not an explanation called a bitoy. It's not mamish a bitoy. It's not my daughter. It's a tzoro's self. It's a new shame ever. It's an ever. We call it bitoy to make it clear. Aminut, we'll get the Tzor. This is the Svor, this is the Pashtus Advorim. What Rabbi Yudah holds, such a givaldik is Svor, was out Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds, the Bitoy is so strong to make the Tzor also like a Bitoy. But the new Bitoy, you're right that she became Osur, she's also so strong to make someone else wet. She's Erve. She's so catchy that the Tzora also becomes Erve. But that one, it says, Tufeach HaMenas La'atfiach. You know, it gets loose. And we'll see in a second. It's Mefurash and Tesis word by word. The Meir is Zot Rab Yudah. I write that the Erve becomes, Tzora becomes like the Erve. Aber wer sagt that the second one could get the name? This is the first shot in Teisves. Sagt Teisves inami. No. This bichlal we couldn't figure out ourselves. The Tzara could get the shame bitoy, but she can't be so much osu. She can't be so stark osu that she will make the other one also shame bitoy. We need a pasuk for that. We need a pasuk to tell me that the Tzara is such a stark bitoy that she could make the next one bitoy. Just Rav Ashi holds, after the pasuk told me that the Tzara could make the other one also bitoy, so I could figure out that it carries on weiter. And Rav Yehuda holds, maybe the bitoy is so strong to make someone like a bitoy that could make someone like a bitoy. But to make someone like a bitoy that could make someone that could make someone, maybe so much, not? And this is the Lashon HaTesis inside. Look at the bigger lines. The nafkin and misvore, the tzora maitaime asuro kol kach, shoyser es gam tzoroso. We see that the tzora becomes so much also. As the Rosh adds, chamuro veasuro kol kach, shoyser es gam tzoroso. The bemokim er vekaime, she's mamish like a bitter, so stark to asur weiter, so ratzoroso namite also, because she's so chomo. This is the avonim. What? This is Ravashi, it's Mazmi Ravashi. Ravashi holds, you don't. No, misvore, the bitter could catch over. But the one that is catched over, she become potu. But she goes so strong to catch weiter over, does make a taste? And we have to have a pasuk that tells us that she becomes mamish like a bitoy, that she could go weiter. If it becomes mamish like a bitoy that could go weiter, it's a svara to say we could go weiter, and it's a svara we could say weiter, and it's a svara we could say weiter. That's the svara.
Why is this
not
a
We will not know this svara, Ali. It's a chiddush of the Gemara, so the Mishnah has to say. The pasuk is megala the svara. The pasuk is megala that the erva goes, but Rav Ash, Rav Yehuda holds the pasuk is only megala too. I need weiter pesukim till then. Rav Ash holds now I can have a svara. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. This is the pashtus advarim. This is the loshen ha'teisus. This is the loshen ha'teisarosh. So nochamon. So we have two esbeirim. I want to stand bepshot the tov and the gemor and daf yud gimel. We have two esbeirim how to learn daf yud gimel. The first hesbah we're learning daf yud gimel is tzora maitaime asura de memokim erva stam. Azei vitzora vashis with the erva she patters. So the tzora vashis with the tzora mistava shall become potum. This is the balabatish pshat. The second pshat is no. Tzora maitaime asura alein oisres. Why she's osur leibum? Because she got the shame bitoy. So if she's a bitoy, the male, the tzora tzora also could get the shame bitoy from her. Because she's a helmet. It's the first lishne. The second lishne even more. Tzora maitaime asira, she's so awesome that she could ask her even weiter. So the male, even the tzora tzora could ask her weiter. These are the two ways to learn the gemara. Now, Vaisnes Rab Kiveger and all the Rishonim learn like the second way. That Tzora Maitaime Asira de Memokim Erve Kaime, she gets a shame bitoy. And here we have two kashas that we have to handle. We're not answering, we're just shtelling the kashas. All of this is Gishmak mit Oisras. But with Poitras, does it nish de Mahalach Bichlal? The Erve Bichlal doesn't ask it. Loshna Tesis is clear. Maitaime Asuro Kol Kach Sho Yiseres Gam Tzoroso. Tesis learns Oisras. Tesis says it, we can't take it away. And Tesis is state clear that this is the Mahalach. That the longest is that the tzor is such a stark bitoy that even could pass it over. That this is the svor. The state klor in teisus and teisarosh. But if we learn poitras, the erve only patters the tzor. And the tzor, why she doesn't do yibum? Because she's potu. Now, why the tzor? The tzor is also, the Rashi is the tzor of an eishesach. Does he nish the welter von Ravashi? So how is shtim Rashi's esbeirim in Ravashi and Rav Yehuda? And they say that Rashi is saying it only in Ravashi Shinishtazay. Rashi brings the drushes all over the whole time. I mean, the sugya has to fit for everyone. So the Gemara, the way Tesis is bringing down the Gemara now, it's Mashma Isras. And we know that in Rashi we have to learn Poitras. We'll have to make Ashur with Be'ez Hashem and the Hemshech HaSugyas. Thus is Eine O. Der zweite Aurege kommt Rabbi Eger. Sagen Rabbi Kiva Eger, als er der Kovit Shiurim, Kovit Zahores, in Dalet, Yudalet, as Zvob explains it. He says, Abadet, that this is the Pshat in the Gemara Oysos. Oysos, that the Erwe Asos, the Bitzoro, and does the Gemara Mokim Erwe Kaime. Fregt Rabbi Kiva Eger, you write that this is the way it works. And the Mele, you need a Pasuk and Tzore, and you need a Pasuk and Tzore, Tzore, and you need more Pesukim and more Svores to make it to run weiter. Fregt Rabbi Kiva Eger, forget about all of that. Lama Zogin, she cannot make the Tzore like a Bitoy. Lama Zogin, she cannot make the Tzore, Tzore like a Bitoy. But after the Tzore is Potul, Kum Tzurik Neisha Sa'ach. So stop the Tzore to part of the Tzore. Not because she's Bemokim Erve Kaime. While the Tzore became Potur Meibum, she became Eishesach. Every Tzore that becomes Potur Meibum, the Eishesach comes back, said Rashi. Rashi Vatches, Rashi Yudbeis, Rabin Beis. Every Tzore that is Potur, so you're right, she doesn't become like a Bitter. But the Isur Eishesach came back, so Benefila Shnia, forget about the Shem Tzoras Erve Shabo, let her to Potur, not because she's a Tzoras Erve, because she's Eishesach. אז אתה מקווה רגע, זה איזה שסך שלא יהיה בו אלא אומר, איזה שסך מאימרי. איזה שסך מאימרי כפת עד הצור. וואי? זה איזה שסך. און עושה, לא און עושה. לא חבר. The Gemara says that the erve patters the tzor and makes it like a bitoy. B'meil is that the Gemara is such a shark a bitoy that could carry on the bitoy. Oyster is kol kach that it carries on. And thus in Machlek is Rav Ashi and Rav Yehuda. This is for sure the Mahalach of the Gemara. Frank Rav Kiveger, I know that this is the Gemara. I know that this is the Mahalach of the Sugya. If the erve could make the bitoy so shark or it cannot make the bitoy so shark. But I'm asking a kasha min atzad. I'm asking in Atzad. What is my kasha in Atzad? My kasha in Atzad is, you're right. Lama Zogin, the Erve can make the Bitoy so sharp. Will not make the Bitoy so sharp. Lama Zogin, it's not a Bitoy. Oh, but she's Potu? Yeah. She's only a half a Bitoy. But she's Potu? Yeah. Now the Ishesach comes back? Yeah. So when she falls again, Leibum, she's also Erve and Ishesach. Let the Ishesach to part of the Tzor. As I the ironies, she patterns the Tzoro? Why? Is she Sach to pattern the Tzoro? Rabbi Kiveger brings the motion from ironies. Says ironies has a Isha Sach that patterns the Tzoro yet. So you're right that the Tzoro doesn't become a real Bitoy. Lozom that she doesn't become a real Bitoy. Oh, but she's also Patur. Everyone that is Patur is also Isha Sach. Let the Isha Sach to pattern the Tzoro. So Rabbi Kiveger is Be'el in the Gemara. And the first pshat could be this what Rav Ashi said. This is the words of Rav Ashi. Tzoro is Potu because she's with the Erve. The Tzoro is with the new Erve. You couldn't push it around. You're right. We could also ask it in the first pshat. In the first pshat, I'm not talking, maybe this is what Rav Ashi said. That the Tzoro is with the other Tzoro. And what is the Isur of the other Tzoro? Efshat HaKeish HaSav. Maybe Tag, Andal V'Zogel, Choshem HaKoinim. Rav Ashi meant Rav Kiveh. But Rav Kiveger about it nishta zay. Rav Ashi meant that the tzor becomes a bitter. Let me get invited. Maybe it's a bit of shpet, so maybe we'll skip the tasis of bitoy and we'll go to the next tasis. We have time, we'll go back to this tasis. But I want to make this tasis a bit of pamelach. Eishes ochiv me'imoy. Lamezan, das ist die Yesoides. This, what we're going to say now is Be'etzem Nocham Olashtikel Yesoides of Yevames. But I think when we start next week, the bottom thesis, the Choshev thesis, though, I think these Yesoides Be'etzem are Pesach for the ganze Zach. So let me hold it. Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. The Tanya writes down one of the Arayas is Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. Mashma Hoche, the Be'eishes Ochiv Me'imoy Yesh Bo Kores. What is the Arayah from the Tanya? Avu state in the Mishnah is a Kores. So Tesis Mashma Hoche de Yesh Kores. And Tesis is going to look for Rayas, where it's Mashma, that Be'eshes Ochiv Me'imo Yesh Kores. And Tesis brings two Rayas. One Raya, Chai Ve'Lavim, Sovar Tana de Masnissim B'Davchof, is from Mitzvah Sekdusha, Choy Letzes Ve'Loy Nisya Be'emes. And by us state that you potu Michalitze, has to be that is no Kores. One Raya. Second raya, behedi tani begimore ma'achu is ishom yuchede shi'erba v'chayavim azdeinu kores. So frek teisves, we see by us that eishes ochiv me'imoi is chorus. One fact that it has that is potum michalitze. Second fact is mefurish gemore. Vekosher zaktesis is a teraskeanim in Yerushalmi that is no chorus. Ad kana tesis. I want to ask you a shaila bepshat. I have a better raya that sidor chorus. It patters the tzora. Chavilavim don't patter a tzora. Where he says it? This choletzes. I ask about poter a tzora also. Chalitza also, one of the two. No. One choshev, yeshiva and yeshiva holds like this. Chal does nishtim shem. I'm asking, choshev, some of the yeshivim don't hold from this kashin. The way I learned from my rabbis, this is a bomb of the kashin. I'm asking, so, see no choshev and mention lehon azei vidir? Maybe they're choshev and afilu, but... They say maybe it's the second kashin included. They say says, the Tanya Behedye, the big Gemara, ma'achu is ishu miyuchedu shi'erba v'chayim azdoin ha'kores, and the Gemara states, v'poiteres tzoroso. Yeah, the Gemara tastes didn't bring it down, says v'chulu. So I'm asking you a poshto shayla. Tesis is looking for rayas that they should ochiv me'imoi is chorus. So like the first raya is no chalitza. Chavilavim is no chalitza. Shteit gemorot al is chorus. I have a better raya. Poiteret zorocha. Muchach from Tesis. And this is the yisai that we want to speak about today. This is the yisai of the whole sukkah. Muchach from Tesis ha yisai. Arav Shachiz meyasid osan avi ezri be'archove. Ve'apor zachem. But we'll start with the yisai. Erve patters tzoro even when there's no chorus. Hukshu kol ho arayas le'adodi. You don't need to have chorus to patter the tzoro. Erve patters the tzoro. Hukshu kol ho arayas le'adodi. I have a pirche male hanoch shechenichayev chorus. Ein meshivim ala hekesh. Ein meshivim ala hekesh. Hukshu kol ha'arayas le'adodi. If it's a erve, it patters the tzor. Tesis never mentioned the kasha, let it not to patter the tzor. Why it's pattering the tzor? It's pattering the tzor even without chorus. So what was Tesis' kasha? But why it has chalitza? Why it's potu michalitza? Answer me the same terms. Erve is potu michalitza. The same word I'm saying. Erve hukshu kol ha'arayas le'adodi. Let it be potu that it patters the tzoro, even that it doesn't have chorus. Let me to answer the same terrors. You know why it's potu michalitza? Because it's a erve. So we could answer like this, maybe. Aber teisus ak mishnah ze. The terrors is. It's a gemore and dafchof. Herzach ein gut. It's a gemore and dafchof. The gemore and dafchof. Why a raya is a potu michalitza? That's your shayla. Why a raya is a potu michalitza? You can't do Yibum, but you could do Chalitza. There's no Issa to take off a shoe from the Arayas. What? Kol she'ein o'ile le'ibum, ein o'ile le'chalitza. Aloch etz dodis. Dainu, me'oleo, oleo, there's no p'tur of Chalitza. It's only a p'tur you can't do beer. Chalitza, take off a shoe. Kol she'ein o'ile le'ibum, ein o'ile le'chalitza. Frek de gemore en dafchof, chai ve'lavim ve'esa, you also can't do Yibum. There's ein esa deich ha'leis esa ve'esa. So let it be part of Chalitza also. It's like the more is a drosha. Afal pi she'ein oile le'ibum, ein oile le'chalitza. It's like more if it's a drosha, so all of the arayas. It's like more is two psukim. One says that kol she'ein oile, one says it is oile, so we make a pshara. In arayas we decide kol she'ein oile le'ibum, ein oile le'chalitza, and in chavilavim we decide even if it's not oile le'ibum, it's oile le'chalitza, because we have droshas. Frek di gemore, my rois, say fakert, my rois. Chavilavim say it's part of everything. Arayas is chai v'chalitza. Zog de gemore, chai v'lav im tafsi bo kiddushi. So it's mistabo that epes chalitza will be. Arayas loy tafsi bo kiddushi. So it's mistabo that it's potu and gatsi. This is the last two lines in the Chof Amud Alef. So noch abo. Be'etzem, arayas a potu only mi yibum. Why the potu von chalitza? Kol shein oile. Frey de gemore, chai v'lav im v'es, it's also kol shein oile. And for the gemore is a ribuy. Zog di gemore mai ro iso, tafsi bo kiddushin, loy tafsi bo kiddushin. So, shitas rashi is mistaber, that the gemore only answered why I decided to darshan azei, and not to darshan azei. And the reason I decided to darshan azei, because here tafsi kiddushin, and here loy tafsi kiddushin. But be'emes le maskone, I don't have to check every lady if tafsi bo kiddushin or not. Lemaskone, I say, Arayas, a potum miyibum bechalitze, and Chayvelavim are not potum mechalitze. They're only potum miyibum. So Shitas Rashi is that we have a drosha. Arayas, potum miyibum bechalitze, Chayvelavim are not potum mechalitze. Why we decided to darshan like this? Because different reasons. Oh, but today the drosha is one straight drosha. Arayas, a potum from both, Chayvelavim are chayv bechalitze. Lefi Rashi, Tesis Kasha doesn't start. Achoisisha doesn't have chorus. Oh, but she's Arayas. If she's Arayas, first we answered what Tesis himself, that it patters the Tzora. And it's also potu from Chalitza. Because Kol She'ein O'ile Le'ibu Min O'ile Le'chalitza. Chayveladim is a different drosha. May Ro'isa, the Gemara had a cheshbon. Oh, but today it's cut. Arayas, Poiter, Tzoroseyem, and potu Mechalitza doesn't make a difference. If it's a love, if it's a chorus, if it's tafsik kedushin, it doesn't make a difference. Arayas, poiter tzoroseyem, and poiter mechalitza. Chayvelavim, not poiter tzoroseyem, and the chayv bechalitza. Remember, you're asking me, achis isho, it's Arayas. We read it in Yom Kippur, it's in the parsha of an Arayas. But maybe it's not Arayas. Ki kol ha'oisim, it's also a love. Or ki kol ha'oisim, kol ha'arayas ha'ele v'nichasu. It's Arayas. It could be, it's not chayv krisis. Or but the parsha of an Arayas, it's in Achrim ha'is kedoshim, this is Arayas. This is the parsha of Arayas. These are the Arayas. So it's an erba, it patters the tzora. Really, you don't need a chorus. Tesis learned to patter the tzora, it doesn't need a chorus. Erba. Or belegabi chalitza, the Gemara said a klal, if it's tafsi b'kiddushin, it's chayav b'chalitza. If it's loy tafsi b'kiddushin, it's not chayav b'chalitza. Maybe Tesis had shver, if it's no chorus, it's tafsi b'kiddushin. Because Tafsi Kiddushin is totally in chorus and not chorus. So Tesis had Shver, if it's Tafsi B'Kiddushin, so why is Chalitza? And if the Mishnah says that it's no Chalitza, vice tois, that's Yidoch, you have chorus. So this is the Avonah of Tesis. So no Chabon. Tesis also knows the Yisoy that Ishis Ochiv Ne'ima is a Erve. This is the reason he didn't ask why Patos the Tzorah, because Arayas Patos the Tzorah, even if they don't have chorus. But they said, Shver, why it's Chayav B'Chalitza? Why it's Potu B'Chalitza? Chalitza is totally in Tfisas Kiddushin. Rashi means it's only way Droshes and Nafchof. But the Maskone Erve is Potu B'Chalitza. Arayas Potu, Chayav Elavim HaChayav. Tesis means no. The Ptur is only Poitra Tzorah Seyem. Legabi Chalitza is totally if Tafsi B'Kiddushin or Loi Tafsi B'Kiddushin. This is the Chelek Aleph. This is what Be'etzem Reb Nochem already says in Sefer. B'meile, Lama Machem Tesis Baal Peh. Sekuntois that here it's muchach as sido chorus, right? It's muchach here as sido chorus. It's muchach as sido chorus. Frektaisis in teres koyanim and in Yerushalmi shtei that is no chorus. Zoktaisis no the Yerushalmi in teres koyanim only meant that is no ariri, aber chorus sido. The kids don't die, aber chorus sido, chorus sido. Zokter, but lefi Rashi, I don't have a pshat, because lefi Rashi, every chorus the kids have to die. So if the kids don't die, it's no chorus. So lefi Rashi, Zoktesis, I don't have a pshat. So Tesis shtei shver af Rashi, that lefi Rashi kum tois, azay kum tois, that is no chorus in achoy sisho, and eish esochiv meimoy, azay muchach et ereskeli min Yerushalmi, so what Rashi will answer on our sugya. This is Be'etzem Tesis Kasha and Rashi. Tesis himself says that the Yerushalmi never meant to be memayat mikoros, the Yerushalmi meant to sidoa koros. But lefi Rashi, that Rashi is not mechalik in koros in Irari, so lefi Rashi kum tois, that is no koros in Eishesochim meimoy. So we have the Kasha. The Teretz is what we said in the beginning. Shitas Rashi, vayle tzaerve, et patas de tzoren, es potu michalitze, even on koros. Tesis learns, no chalitza is totally in tfisas kiddushin. Mila Tesis has a kasha, and he has to say that's sidok chorus. But if he Rashi, we could say, as in ishtokin chorus. Let me give one more step back. Zokta Rav Shach, lefi dem, dovor niflo meoid, meoid, meoid. We said in the first shiurim, the Mishnah state, chamoisoy. You can't do yibum te chamoisoy. Rashi said, what is the case? My brother married my mother-in-law. Frek de Maharam, why Rashi didn't say that I married my niece, and then my niece died, and then my brother dies, so I have to do Yibum. So we bring down from the Ochlaner and Rabbi Kiveriger and the Rivosh, that if I married my niece, and my niece dies, So then, even if my mother-in-law falls liyibum, I have to do yibum because shitas Rabbi Akiva that oisei ve'esein only b'sman she'ishto kayemes, but b'sman she'ein ishto kayemes shitas Rashi and Sanhedrin that is no chorus and is no laugh, v'meile she will fall liyibum. So we can't say that I married my niece. Because if I married my niece, she has to die. Because if she doesn't die, so my brother has kids. So if she dies, so even if my mother-in-law falls, this was the teretz from Rav Kiva Eiger and Rivosh and Aruch Laner Rav Rashi. But the Maharam didn't know that. But the Maharam is the Apostle of Teretz. The Maharam is Givu Sanhedrin. Zogt Rav Shach, Maharam knows that. You write that Shitas Rashi and Gan Shas, that if my mother-in-law dies, if my wife dies, it's no Isur to marry my mother-in-law. It's only a Aruch. Because Oisei Ve'esein, Bezman She'ishtei Kayemes, Ober Arayis Blayt, it's a Erve, Oru Sheichev Im Chamoim Karim Chamoisrei. Val it's a Erve Rashi holds, the Maram holds, it patters me Yibum V'chalitze. Yibum En Chalitze, but everything what we said. It's a Erve, it's a Erve Im Chamoisrei. What is the Teretz? What are we trying to answer? Zod Oruch Laner, Rashi V'shitosi and Sanhedrin holds as vos. As there's no chorus, that if my wife died, it's no chorus in the Chamoisoi. It's only a love, it's not even a love, it's only a oru. So if I married my niece and she died, I'm allowed to marry my mother-in-law. It's a oru. Oh, but it's no love a chorus. The Teretz, but it's a erve. If it's a erve, pash it's a ros, and it's part of a chalitza. So the Rav Shach and Rav Yezri, can I just see inside, he says this whole vote that we said. He says that he's sure that he's MS, because lo imotzonu be'echod me'apoiskin, that written la'aloche, that when chamoisoi falls le'yibum, lefi Rashi, if your wife is really not alive, you will have to do yibum v'chalitza. No one Shulchan Aruch mentioned it. All the poiskin forgot about Shitas Rashi. Everyone brings down chamoisoi, no shim poitah tzorosem. The Teretz is, erve pater tzoroso, and erve pater tzorosem. So no chabot. The first mahalach we're learning, and this is the poshta mahalach, the haynu we have here, we're trying to say that it's not a machlekes Rashi v'teisus be'ikar advorim. Be'ikar advorim, everyone is masking to this yesoid, what Rav Shach says in Aviezri, that the erve patus tzoroso, she doesn't need the chorus befoyal. If it's a erve patus tzoroso, just Rashi learns that it also patus from chalitze, because he learns that the gemara d'afchof is only a droshe, aber le maskone et stolui erve patus tzoroso and patus chalitze. Tesis learned no. Erve could patu tzoroso. This is the reason he never asked the kashan in tzoroso. Aber erve doesn't patu chalitze, it's totally in tfisas kiddushin or not tfisas kiddushin. Mele Rashi could learn that Eses Ochiv Meimoi doesn't have a chorus. But Mele, we at least ask the kashan from chorus ve'iriri, that in Tesis Treskelim is muchach. Eses Ochiv Meimoi doesn't have a chorus. Zog Reb Nochem and Sefer, in three lines is Yisoy. Shitas Rashi, Einech Enami, is no chorus in Shitas Achminayim. But why it patters Tzoroso? It's a erve. Why it patters in Chalitze? It's a erve. It's a double poshut and a double nifla. The only zach is, medavisin, Rashi, in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, says, that Sido chorus in Shitas Achminayim. So we don't need a shtikul teir lechua. We just don't need it. Rashi in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis says that Eishes Achminayim has a chorus. The last Rashi in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the last one mamash, that Eishes Ochiv Meimoi has chorus. But Tesis has kashes. Sidah Yerushalmi, Sidah Teraskenim, Asinishto. And if Rashi Tesis said that all of his tirutzim don't stim, so you have a kashe. What's with the Teraskenim? What's with the Yerushalmi? No, Tesis brought down a Yerushalmi and Teraskenim that is no chorus. And for this was Tesis Kasha. And he said, maybe the Yerushalmi speaks about the kids, Lefi Rashi you can't say it. So we had a Kasha, so Vaisis Rashi held there is no chorus. So Marazay, we had to say the Shtikul Teire. And we said, Hashem Shtikul Teire, Rav Nochem says the Shtikul Teire, Rav Maron says the Shtikul Teire, and Rav Shachar Aviezer says the Teire. But we say, Grabe, Rashi himself says, that is the chorus. The whole Kasha doesn't stop. But Tesis bring a Raya from Teras Kenim and Yerushalmi. You have to know how to arrange it.
Oh, it's got a call last night from a boy here.
Wedding was on Sunday.
I don't know.
It's not planned.
Okay. Anyway,
I changed my schedule.
Thank you.